Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off in Major League Baseball. The Red Sox, they keep winning. They downed the Marlins 5-3 last night, the only local club that was in action. Okay, the cats are fighting behind me. And AM wanted to get down where FM is, and FM said, "You're not coming here." So you might hear them rumble in the background. In basketball, game two, the Nets down the Bucks 125-86. The Nets have a 2-game-to-none lead in that series. And also yesterday, the Suns down the Nuggets 122-105. Phoenix leads that series 1-game-to-none. Today, the Hawks and 76ers go at it at 7:30. Atlanta leads that series 1-game-to-none. And the Clippers and the Jazz play at 10 p.m. tonight in the first game of their series. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, well, the Islanders defeated the Bruins 5-4 yesterday. That means the Islanders lead that series 3-2. 3-2. All right. So the Islanders have come way back in that series, and they now lead it. And that's the only local action we have in sports there. This is an interesting story. Kevin Garnett says his grandmother once pulled out a shotgun when a college recruiter bribed him with money. He was selected by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the number 5 overall pick in the 1995 NBA draft. On the Dan Patrick Show, he talked about the college recruitment process while he was still in high school at Farragut Career Academy. "I got offered a lot of cash," Garnett said about his experience. "I think I told this story. There was a situation where I was staying with my grandmother at the time because recruiting was getting to the point where it's just obese, and my mother thought it would be a better idea for me to change addresses, and I guess his grandmother got really upset, and when he was tried to be bribed, and the whole situation just by pulling out a shotgun. Why not? Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do when recruiters are after your family members." All right, that is a quick check. Oh, I do have one other story, which is too bad. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring it along. And that is Jim Fossil, former New York Giants head coach, has passed away at the age of 71 at a heart attack. His son said he died under sedation. He lived in Las Vegas. He suffered a heart attack, and he was getting treated, and he passed away. He was experiencing chest pains Monday and taken to the hospital by a friend. Of course, he was a head coach of the Giants for 6 years, named Coach of the Year in 1997 after leading the team to its first 3 playoff berths as head coach. He would become the NFC champions the following the 2000 regular season before losing to the Ravens in the Super Bowl. He compiled a regular season record of 58-53-1 during his time leading the Giants. He also served as the offensive coordinator with the Giants, Denver Broncos, Arizona Cardinals, and Ravens. So once a Giant, always a Giant, Jim Fassel passed away at the age of 71. That is a full check of sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.